Hi, I'm Toma.
I'm Renzo.
And I'm JC. We're in Deep Pockets, a podcast where we interview some of the most legitimate and successful investors and business people that can help us reach the deep pocket status.
Hey guys, so last time the video I made was on what to do whenever you experience a losing streak. Well, I doubt marami na sa losing streak dyan because ang lakas ng Philippine market, right? Medyo parang bull market ngayon, no? Or maybe it is a bull market. Daming lumalakas na stocks, daming leaders, daming market leaders, daming stocks na breakouts, 52-week high, all-time high, etc. So congrats sa mga kumikita dyan. But, you know, albeit it's a bull market right now, I'm sure a lot of people need to watch this or will look for a video similar to this. Because eventually, we're all gonna go through losing streaks. And once we do, we will need to learn how to bounce back from it. And I, as I mentioned in the previous video, I'm someone who's gone through a lot of losing streaks, right? And because of the steps I mentioned in the prior video, I was able to find the patterns, right, in my mistakes and find ways to, you know, hopefully not repeat them anymore. Even though sometimes I still do, but in a much lesser degree na siya. Pero ngayon, tingnan natin, ano ba yung mga practical steps na pwede natin gawin para makabawi? Number one, don't focus on making the money back. So medyo, ano, no, medyo weird na statement. Losing streak ka nga, nagka-losses ka, tapos gusto mo nang bumawi, pero dapat hindi mo iisipin na kailangan mo bumawi. So what do I mean by this? What I mean is, dapat we are process-oriented. Dapat nag-focus tayo sa process rather than the money. Bakit? But I like the saying by Gary Vaynerchuk. I don't know if you guys know him, but he always mentions this na, it's not bad, diba, to chase the money. But the more you chase it, parang, I'm paraphrasing, parang the more you chase it, the harder it is to get. Or it will take longer to get. Kasi kung focus mo lang yung pera, diba, you might not last long in the market. Bakit? Because the market requires commitment. But it requires commitment for you to love the craft, to love doing it, even through the hard times. But so for me, whenever I go through losing streaks, gusto kong bumawi, hindi ko iniisip, ano, kailangan ko bawihin itong X amount. My goal is not to make the money back. My goal is to do the process right. Bakit? Kasi if I do the process right, if I do my trade plan, if I execute properly, if I follow my plan afterwards, di ba? E di, mababawi ko yung pera. Susunod na rin yun. Pero kung titignan ko lagi pera, kailangan ko bawihin, I might be tempted to oversize. Baka mag-all-in pa, which luckily I've never done. 70% lang, pero dati pa yun. Or baka mag-trade ako kung ano-ano, kahit pangit yung setup, para lang mabawi yung pera. So for me talaga, number one is have the mindset na get the process right because eventually the money will follow. So in line with number one, do not revenge trade. So revenge trading, I've mentioned many times as well, is parang you go, parang nag-guide ka sa market. Parang gusto mo bawihin lahat ng pera mo. So nagka-loss ka, and then the next trade you take is a revenge trade para mabawi yung loss. What's the tendency of revenge trading? Dito na pumapasok yung nag-oversize ka na. Meaning, kung dapat 15 to 20% port allocation ka lang, inaakit mo na 30, 40%. Bakit? Para kapag onting akit pa lang, bawi na kaagad yung loss. Sure, it may work a couple of times here and there, but if you do it over the long run, you are definitely going to just dig a bigger hole, right, than you're already in. Kasi paano pag naging loss pa, tas oversize ka pa, edi dumoble, tumriple yung loss mo. So revenge trading may do you some good in the short run, pwede chambahin ka. But if you do it again and again and again, eventually promise, matatamaan kayo. Number three, practice proper risk management. But so, one reason you may have need, right, to come back from these losses, one reason you may have went through these series of losses is because walang proper risk management. You may, baka hindi ka nagka-cut, or baka masyadong malayo yung cut mo, baka masyadong oversize. So, now, we need to, syempre, practice properly na. Dapat ginagawa tayong tama. Pag tumama na sa cut, cut na tayo. Tapos, well, most importantly, una, set a cut loss. Yung iba kasi sinasabi na, ay, to the moon na yan, hindi naman mag-set ang cut loss. Sabay babagsak the next day, pagkabili, naku-FOMO. Tapos natutok bibili. I've been on the receiving end of that. So, at the end of the day, if you want to come back from our losses, we need to practice the number one thing that will help us prevent getting bigger losses in the future. That's risk management. Number four, focus on grade A setups. What does this mean? Focus on setups that na you not necessarily mastered, but you're more comfortable with, or mas gamay mo, kumbaga. Kung mas gamay mo yung breakout kaysa bounce, edi focus ka muna sa breakout. Kung mas gamay mo naman yung reversal kaysa sa breakout, edi ito ka sa reversal, diba? Focus on something you're good at, diba? Na mas comfortable ka execute, hindi ka kinakabahan, parang ano na siya, muscle memory, ay ito, kita ko na yung setup, the bread and butter ko to, grade A setup, kung tawagin sa open journal. So, just focus on that, diba? Kasi it's much easier for you to trade and you'll more likely make the right decisions. And because grade A setup mo siya, diba? Grade A nga siya and bread and butter setup ang tawag kasi doon ka kumikita talaga ng malaking pera. Yung iba, sakto lang. Pero kung grade A setup mo yun, doon ka talaga kumikita ng malaking pera. So, focus muna tayo doon bago natin ibalik yung ibang setups while we're just trying to make up for the loss. And lastly, number 5, focus on the bigger picture. But sure, kasi the problem with thinking too short term is the proverbial saying, no, we overestimate what we can do in 2 years, underestimate what we do in 10. Kasi pag nagka-trading losses ka, or pag down yung portfolio mo, or pag nagka-drawdown ka temporarily, some people tend to lose hope and give up. Bakit? Because, nakikita na yung loss, and then say 4 months na, di pa nababawi, they tend to lose hope, give up, they tend to stop doing their trading plans, tapos, then wake up late, 10 a.m. na, and then the day they finally give up, you know, doing the right habits, is the day na may lumabas na mag-ceiling na set up talaga nila, or nag-breakout, sag-up 30% kaagad, and they missed out because why? Because they gave up on the preparation side and sabi, sige, bahala na. That's happened to me, you know, a lot of times as well, na yung tipong, eto, focus ako, tapos parang alat, sobrang alat, losing stick pa rin. And then when I decide to, you know what, magpupuyat na lang ako, then I'll oversleep, I'll wake up at 11. Pag-gising ko na 11, yung isang stock na sa watchlist ko, ano na, lumipad na. E di iwan na ako. Alright, so it's always success is when preparation meets opportunity. So for me, focus on the bigger picture, di ba? Yes, it's not easy to come back from losses. Especially kung medyo malaki siya. But if you think of the bigger picture, dapat di ka talaga mag-lose ng hope. Because if passionate ka talaga and committed ka sa trading, you will not, di ba? Sure, baka magka-losses ka na 5 months, di ba? Losses. But 5 months lang yun eh. It may seem long, but if you're planning to stay in the market for longevity, and then plan mo talaga is to just trade in and day out for the next 10, 20, 30 years, that medyo exaggerate, but yeah, for the long term, then yung 5 months ato, minor setback lang. So always think of the bigger picture. Di pa yan tapos. Diba? Yung trading journey mo, hindi porket nagka-losses ka, hindi pa yan tapos. As long as you continue to work hard, persevere, be patient, practice discipline, learn the craft, be better, diba? Watch videos on Investa TV, Investa University, and everywhere else. Mababawi yan. Right? So hopefully these 5 steps can help you guys come back from your trading losses. I know they helped me, which these stuff, diba? I learned it from other people like JC, Berrio, Javi, Matt, Flores, and Ken, and all the other people who have helped me throughout my trading journey. And hopefully, ako naman makatulong sa inyo. That's it for this video. And yeah, I'll see you guys in the next one.
That's it. Thank you for listening to the Deep Pockets by Investa podcast. And stay tuned for our next episode.